Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. As part of circuit breaker measures introduced by the government until the 1st of June, the majority of workers in Singapore have had to adapt to working from home. 15% of the country's resident workforce, which numbers 3.5 million at the end of last year, still commute, though, to work daily. It would appear, however, that the majority of the 75% are in no hurry to return to the office. According to a Michael Page survey, or Michael Page Singapore survey, 4 in 5 employees in Singapore are happy with remote work. We speak to Nile Khandelwal, Managing Director at Michael Page Singapore, to find out more about these findings. Nile, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry, for having me here.
Are you liking working from home? Let's first ask you that.
I think initially it was quite troublesome with setting things up at home. Then it went into a phase whereby you actually liked it. But now I think there's an itch to go back to office.
Oh, yeah? You think that's the sentiment for most employees as well?
I think it depends on the employees that we are talking about. I think being a parent, it's not straightforward when you have home-based learning going on. And if you're talking to some of the single guys out there, ladies out there, that's slightly different. But I think one of the biggest things that I've seen out of the whole equation is that satisfaction that you've talked about. That's a remarkable change from some of the last crises that I've seen so far in Singapore.
So why do you think employees prefer the work from home? Your survey says 4 in 5 employees are happy remotely working.
Yeah, I think very similar to us, what we have got, pretty much 100% of our workforce have got access to work from home. I think the infrastructure set up for businesses in Singapore has been probably one of the better ones. And that could be also because of the fact that we've seen some of these pandemics, not to this scale, but some of these experiences from SARS to GFC to swine flu, I think the mindset around working from home was there in terms of flexibility, but now it was mandatory. I think the support behind it, infrastructure behind it, made it quite easy and possible.
But let's talk about those differences too, because this was the largest, they called it, work from home experiment. And as you mentioned, it was almost forced upon people. There was no choice, the pandemic being that much more virulent this time round. What else do the figures in the survey show as well?
I think for me, what was an interesting thing that was a striking point was 1 out of 2 built stronger relationships with their colleagues. And sometimes we get delusional with the fact that how do you create better relationships when you are remotely working?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as you said earlier, that being forced into it, I think the digital element has just gone far and beyond. Including myself, some of us don't really work so much on digital platforms that we should have or we should be doing. I think this clearly suggests what has been the uptick in terms of adoption level and then actually enjoying it. I mean, if I look at some of the things that they do to keep them fun and engaging while at home, you know, virtual meetings, introducing the families, the backgrounds, taking part in healthy activities while at home, which can be an important one for a lot of us.
Just remember to wear trousers before you head into that virtual meeting. I'm sure we've seen all of that already.
Yeah, we've got formals on and the shorts in there. So I think we're all learning. It's a journey. It's evolution.
Let's talk about productivity. What does the survey show? Were there reports of lower productivity? Can we then question the efficiency of working from home?
There is no doubt that productivity levels have been hit because of the amount of work that is happening externally. So I think more to do with efficiency, I would say, and that efficiency probably is one of the better ones that I've seen across various crises in terms of how we have taken it in Singapore and how we have reacted and adapted along the way. So what we were doing in the first 2 weeks of April is not similar to what we are doing in the second half of April.
Mm.
Even after with the circuit breaker extension, people seem to have taken the news. Yes, it was a bit of a shock. I think the anticipation was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks at one go. But now we see clients who are saying that, you know what, this is going to be there for some time. And even when we come back, it might not be a comeback 100%. It will be staggered. So this is probably the way of working, at least for the next 3 or 6 months. Let's make the most out of it.
Do you feel that, are you able to tell us whether or not companies are willing to embrace that this might be a new reality? Maybe not in this complete 75% of the workforce working from home, but some kind of amalgamation?
Yeah, I think there are organizations who are very heavy on this already, but it is definitely making some of the SMEs think a lot harder on some of these elements. So the digitization projects, as we speak, have taken a sharp U-turn in terms of pace of execution, which sometimes have taken time in the past because business was going, okay, why digitize it? So now it's like, if you don't have it, you actually are restricting a revenue stream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be able to be sustained in the long term as a long-term way of doing work, this working from home, having part of your workforce at home?
We've talked about dynamic working in workplaces for some time now. I believe with the way that we have gone about managing this, not just in Singapore, but globally as well, and that's a phenomenon we can't avoid. This is global. And at one time, there is a lot of people who are working from home. I think dynamic working will shift towards this, which is more flexible in nature. You don't necessarily need to be in office. And, you know, the productivity per se is very difficult to count right now, but efficiency definitely has been quite good. And some of that has to do with the mental strength as well, mental health.
And the survey's actually shown that some businesses feel, oh, you know, I'm front-facing, I still need that customer time, but doing it remotely hasn't really, say, hampered a lot of things, has it? Earlier, you also talked about how some colleagues are finding that I'm actually building better relationships with my colleagues, despite the fact that our interaction is remote now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ours is a frontline business. I mean, dealing with clients or candidates, it's a daily basis.
Of course.
But I think what we have seen, and that has resonated with a lot, I mean, when I'm speaking to a client today, I have got their kids around me. I've got three other colleagues from my business who are sitting with that client on that Zoom or that Microsoft Teams meeting, which I couldn't do it because not everyone was free to go out to Tuas or to Ang Mo Kio and meet the clients all at one go.
Yeah,
I think just the flexibility around that whole work from home arrangement has given that that extra width. And you're touching personal lives as well, not just very technical client-customer sort of relation. It's just gone beyond that. And I think it's a great opportunity for business to create that impression and create some long-term relationships.
Mm. Nili, of course, it's heartwarming. We're seeing all these stories about, of course, like you just mentioned, you're having a meeting, kids come into the background, and it's all fun for a while. But at some stage, you want to go back to some sort of professional setting, or at least to start being able to, some are finding it challenging, to separate that work and that life aspects of their lives.
Absolutely. I think, as I said, I'm itching to go back to work. But that's more to do with the way that all of us have seen our professional careers growing. We have drawn energies from people just across the aisle from us. And that feeling at home sometimes can be missing. And you need a lot of self-motivation at times to keep that going. I think if it's for a very long period of time, it would be a challenging equation for most of the employers.
What is the next step for organizations then? Again, some sort of amalgamation that this is the new reality. Some of your workforce is going to have to work from home. We're dealing with this pandemic, which some say, experts have said, might go into a year or two, even longer.
Yes, I think we are looking at, and when we are speaking to some of our clients as well, they're all looking at A and B or C teams as well, as we plan for when the announcement comes in post-circuit breaker to go back to work. So we're already planning all of these things before the government announcements come in. Because we know that looking at some of the other markets, how they are coming back to office, we see the potentially similar trend in Singapore as well. So we are well prepared, and Singapore overall is preparing quite well for that. We've got to be in office. I think that there is a level of work that can be done when you're in office versus when you're at home. And with a group of people, decision-making becomes faster.
Mm.
Some of our interviews have dragged a lot because you can't really take a call on a $300,000 deal based on a Zoom conversation.
Right. Any other personal challenges you've had working from home, Nili?
I think one of the biggest challenges that I've seen personally and some of our colleagues as well is just to balance out the timing between work and home, because your home is now workplace.
I've heard, screen time equals work time.
Yeah, so, you know, the ping button that comes on your desktop, which says that something has come to your inbox.
Oh, no.
Got to avoid that.
Has started becoming a stressful sound.
Absolutely.
Nili Khandelwal, Managing Director at Michael Page Singapore, joining us today. Nili, thank you so much for your time, and stay safe, sir.
Thank you, Howie. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.